behind a large white utility door in a leafy suburb of Arlington County.
Here we have the solar generator meter.
That's Luke DeWolf, a parishioner at Our Lady Queen of Peace Catholic Church. He's showing off a new solar generator meter that gauges power being created by solar panels on top of the building. The first church in the diocese to install solar panels. Maybe the first Catholic church in Virginia to install solar panels.
We have been on this thing for more than a year and a half, lobbying the diocese, lobbying the financer, lobbying the producer, lobbying the church, and all that. So we are. It's a good day for us.
Mm-hmm. Let there be light is no longer just a line from Genesis. It's now at the center of this church's plan to power its facilities and save the planet. There's even a cross displayed at the center of one of the solar arrays.
It reduces the 2% production on those panels because of a little film over it. But we were willing to pay the 2% reduction in productivity to have this. Google Maps will show our church with a cross on it.
According to numbers from the Solar Foundation, in the last year, the number of solar jobs in Virginia spiked 9%. There are now more solar jobs in Virginia than coal jobs. Ed Gillian, the senior director at the Solar Foundation, and he says Virginia is just now catching up to other states.
A lot of the well-established states, such as California and Massachusetts, are experiencing some growing pains as they've installed a lot more solar.
So those states have job numbers that are sagging.
Whereas a lot of the emerging states, such as Virginia, solar is getting popular, the price is declining, and so we're experiencing a lot of growth in these emerging states.
But there's another reason solar jobs are taking off in Virginia. Recent changes to Virginia law. Will Cleveland at the Southern Environmental Law Center says one of the landmark changes happened back in 2015 when the General Assembly passed a bill he says had some problems.
One of the silver linings to it was that it declared 500 megawatts of solar to be in the public interest. And that declaration makes it much easier to get utility-scale solar projects approved at the State Corporation Commission.
And then last year, there was another bill. Again, he says with problems, but its silver lining was as bright as the sun.
It changed the 500-megawatt number to 5,000. And that, I think, has really sent a strong signal that solar is the future of Virginia's energy.
Back at Our Lady Queen of Peace in Arlington, the hardware and the software has now been installed, and the church is now running on solar power. Father Timothy Hickey is pastor.
The people that are most hurt by climate change are the poorest in the world.
He says concern for the planet was at the center of his church's fight to get the solar panels up and running, despite the many obstacles along the way.
The Pope issued a couple years ago an encyclical, Laudato Si. And in line with Laudato Si, we're trying to put that into action. And putting solar panels on the roof is a very visible sign, I think, of that commitment.
A sign that's just as visible as that cross on one of the solar panels. A cross that'll soon be showing up when people are looking at aerial views of Arlington on Google Maps. I'm Michael Pope.